This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that community that I'm talking about. You are a community of one. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Again, it's another fast-moving news stage. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're not getting all these, well, Friday night dumps like we used to get before the election from the Obama administration. Now, Obama administration is numbered by 6 weeks. That's it. They're gone. Kaput. But what will happen between now and then? What's going on at the southern border of California in particular? Tijuana? La Raza? Anyone? Well, it's chaos is what we understand. It's chaos. People flooding across the border right now from all different countries. A lot of people concerned about Africans coming across the border, and I am too. I have to admit, my sources tell me they're flooding across the border. No one's checking them. Although we are getting some border agents that are ignoring the orders of the Obama administration and following their constitutional duties. You know, it's got to be a hellhole down there for them. They're having to run around and get formula. Rather than to prevent and stop these people from coming across the border, they're being ordered out to get formula. Yeah, for all the babies. Well, but here's the problem. There's a lot more adult males being ushered across the border that look like they're from Africa than anything else right now. I wonder what they want of military age. Now, we've been hearing this for quite some time, but they've ramped it up in the last couple of weeks. And it's just absolutely appalling what's going on. But you know what? He's our president, isn't he? For the next 6 weeks. But it's kind of interesting. A lot of talk about... Now, it really amazes me how the mainstream media, even Fox News, they're just reporting old news or news that's old information. They're not coming to grips with things like, you know, the president created ISIS. Just little things, Benghazi, all these little past histories. The president's trying to wiggle out and he's trying to protect his legacy. We know that. And it's not going to work. I mean, no matter how you put it up there, the new modern media, the new stream media that we call it here on Agenda 21 Radio, of which we are a part of and proud to be. We are not a part of the mainstream media. No, yet. Nada. Not going to happen here. It's interesting, though. They get their news from us. Or they denounce the news from us and they call it fake news. Let's talk about fake news. I'll tell you fake news. The fake news narrative that came out of Trayvon Martin. Yes, all of you white people out there that are racist bigots because of your skin color, which this president has on many occasions and his surrogates made it very, very clear that if you're white, you're a racist bigot. Now, wait a minute. Don't sit there and say, oh, Paul, you can't say that on the radio. We're saying it on the radio because we have to have a frank discussion about that. This president has institutionalized racism. And this was a known strategy by someone by the name of Andrew Breitbart. It cost him his life. A lot of people say, oh, he was murdered. Some people say, oh, he really did have a heart problem. I don't believe that for a second. You know why I don't believe that? Is because the coroner who did the autopsy on Andrew Breitbart, well, he committed the biggest sin of all. He took a toxicology specimen and sent it off to the lab. That was a big no-no. He didn't get the memo. Don't do that. A couple weeks later, he gets the toxicology report back and he reads it, and 2 days later, he's dead. By the way, he was telling people someone's trying to kill him, please help me. Yeah, that's what happened to Andrew Breitbart. What was he trying to do, though? What happened the day that he died? March 1st, 2012. He was going to out the president. He was going to out the president for his many things, including one of his aides and Hillary Rodham Clinton's aides, John Podesta. Pedophilia, anyone? Andrew Breitbart knew very well what was going on with John Podesta and the people, the circle around the president. He knew about the pedophile business, didn't it? He knew what John Podesta was up to. We have the audio tape, videotapes actually, of him making these pronouncements before his death. He also came out in January of 2012, and he said, we are going to vet this president. No one vetted the president. Where was the mainstream media that vetted Barack Hussein Obama before he was elected in 2008? Hello? Hello? There was no vetting of this communist, national socialist, Islamist monster known as President Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, we don't have to be polite here now. Because we can tell it like it really truly is. Andrew Breitbart at CPAC said we are going to vet this president. What was he going to vet about him? Podesta. The pedophilia that had an impact upon his administration and Hillary Rodham Clinton. He was going to out that. But he was also going to out another thing, a strategy that was going to be employed by the president's staff, by everybody on the left. The strategy of critical race theory. It's a racist document. It's a racist doctrine that was foisted upon the planet in Harvard. And guess what? Eric Bell, the professor, who was an outlier. He was a black man, and he was an outlier by all respects. Thomas Sowell has very, very critical of Derrick Bell and his theory of critical race theory, which is this, very simple. That because the founding fathers were all white and because they were all slave owners, which they all weren't, then therefore anything that was created by them is inherently racist because of their skin color. Critical race theory. So the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that, Declaration of Independence, is a racist theology. It's all racist because it was created by white people. And the government that was created from the Constitution, from these people, the revolutionaries, if you will, that wanted to form a more perfect union, is racist in and of itself. And everything else is racist. That's why the police today are racist, because most police departments were formed by white people. Most towns and cities and communities were formed by white people in America. So therefore, they're inherently racist. White privilege, anyone? The spawn. White privilege, as being taught over the last 8 years in our universities, is nothing more than critical race theory, and that's what Andrew Breitbart was trying to out. That's this president's legacy. Let's talk legacy now, Mr. President. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
1-1-0. He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, we're talking about critical race theory, white privilege, and what has come forward from that? Well, here we are, Southern California. It's modern day, 2016, Friday, December 9th, a day that will not live in infamy, but a day that will live in history. And what I'm coming to you is with this, is that I want to show you and demonstrate to you how this critical race theory, white privilege business is playing out throughout the universities. And it all goes to, of course, the panic on the left about Donald Trump being elected. They're trying to use the fact that Donald Trump is a white guy, so he's inherently racist. Every white person is racist. And they tell you that you're racist, even though you're not racist. By the way, when people call you a racist, they're the racist. I mean, you have to look at it. I've always looked at that. I mean, school business, school education, you know, you get called racist, this, racist, that. Most of the time, by kids, white kids even, you're racist. Racist? and they don't even know what it means. Seriously. Kids in particular don't know what being a racist is. They don't know anything. I can't tell you how many kids I've corrected. Let's not talk the racist thing. The race card's not going to work here. It was kind of interesting. In all my years in education, I was never challenged. I did discipline, ladies and gentlemen, for a long time. I mean, I dealt with some very serious stuff with minority students, white students, all the whole gamut, the whole color scheme. And you know what? I was called racist at times as a defense mechanism with the kids. And we, you know, we would work to disarm and say, okay, let's walk through this. What's racist? What is a racist? In almost every case, you know, kids are kids. They don't know. But they hear these terms. They hear it from the role models that they have out there in the media. That if you are white, you're a racist. If you are black, you're a racist. If you are Hispanic, you are a racist. I mean, that's just the vernacular. That's the common talk oftentimes in various schools around the nation. So they flip out the race card. Well, you know, come on. The race card is the oldest trick in the book. And it's one that the communists, the National Socialists, always play upon. You know, it was Adolf Hitler who played the race card with the Jews. Even though, now listen, this is where they conflate things, where they blend two things into another. Being a Jew is being a religion. It's not a race. However, Adolf Hitler was successful in objectifying the Jews as a race. It's not a race. Most Jews are various sizes and shapes and colors and races. You know, you can have Jews that are black. You can have Jews that are Caucasian. You can have Jews that are Asian. I just mentioned three different types of races there. Races. Now, this discussion about races is about phenotypes in a scientific term. That's what we're getting to here. There are types of races around there. And then there's hybrids, where guess what? The races get together. Like in my family, the races or the ethnicities get together. And they bear children that are mixes. Hello. You know, I've had the discussion in many times with students that are of mixed race, quote mixed race, mixed blacks, mixed whites, Indian, whites, Asian, Indian, Asian, black. I mean, you'd say it. I've had these discussions before. And one of the biggest concerns that comes out of that is the concern expressed by students. What race are they? What race are they? I'll tell you. I had a student who was of Vietnamese ancestry, and her father was white. He was a Marine and married her mother, who was Vietnamese, brought her to California. And the daughter was absolutely a fantastic kid. I mean, in all sense of the words, beautiful. Beautiful girl, and just beautiful in the heart. Great Christian kid. And she expressed to me one time about the confliction that she had. Am I white, Mr. Preston, or am I Asian? And she was so conflicted, she was in tears one time. It was a struggle for her own identity. And I said, girlfriend, you're just you. I said, it can't be any better than what you are from both your parents who love you. You are you, and you are unique, and it's okay to be unique, and it's okay to be a blend, if you will. We had a fantastic conversation. But it is a struggle for a lot of these kids to identify, but so it's easy for these kids to fall into traps, if you will, that are laid out by adults. In this case, it's President Barack Hussein Obama who's done that. With this whole notion, this whole philosophy that has taken over from his administration of critical race theory. By identifying a certain race, whites in this particular case, what would happen if we flipped the script and all the founding fathers were black? Would that be a racist if they created that document? They would say, well, they're black and they wouldn't create that document because they were from slave stuff. By the way, don't give me this garbage out there that slavery ended with the Civil War. Slavery is going on right now, in this country, right now. It's never been bigger and more profitable to be a slave master and a slave owner in the United States of America than ever before. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery is an explosively big business, if you will, run by the cartels and other organizations out there of a religious nature in this country right now. We've never seen slavery like we've seen it today in this modern era, yet no one says anything about it. Well, we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to get back to the racist discussion, though. So when people are having a racial talk with you, when they're angry and they're venting, and they want to throw epithets at you, it's not just the F word now, it's the R word. You're a racist. Now, a lot of that for a long time was not in the vernacular in our world. We started to lose a lot of that as people started to learn about Martin Luther King and that comment that he made when he was making that great speech in the early 60s. It's not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character. That has reverberated throughout just about every educational institution. At least it did up until this president. And then it all started to reverse. Everything became race-oriented. Critical race theory and white privilege, spawning from, of course, critical race theory, has become now the norm in our schools and universities. Now, I bring this up because it's now become a hate methodology, if you will, to hate Donald Trump because he was elected. He's a white guy. And they said all these things about the Mexicans and all these things about illegal immigrants and all these things about Muslims. Well, last time I checked, it's Muslims that are really kind of decapitating a lot of people and putting people in cages. There's a lot of criticism there. Hello. And what about gang members? I mean, so you can't make these criticisms, but you have to be a racist if you do. You see, it's just, the logic just doesn't fit. To sort out and say a skin color is responsible for all these different woes, that's not the case. I always used to say it's not about skin color in my office, it's about behavior. Always was, always will be. Used to get the comments from the kids. I used to get parents who'd come in and want to play the race card on me, say, you're a racist. And the kids knew me. They knew me. And they knew, it was so funny, because sometimes the kids that I've disciplined many times and the parents finally come in and we're talking. And they may be, you know, they may be black, they may be Hispanic. They want to throw the race card out there. The parents are angry at me because it's my fault. And you know what the kids would say? Mom, Dad, don't go there. Mr. Preston doesn't do that. He's not one of those. And then we'd have a conversation about changing the behavior to the positive. Giving them discipline, not punishment, structure in their life. That's what discipline is, by the way. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
They must be made to understand we will never compromise our principles and standards. We will never give away our freedom. We will never abandon our belief in God.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, so how does this play out, this racism? And this is why I'm bringing it up, because here we are, 2016. Orange Coast College, Southern California, Costa Mesa. Been there, played football in Orange Coast College Stadium many, many games, many times. And here we have a psychology instructor at Orange Coast College. It's a junior college. It's a junior college, community college. It's a great school, actually, and used to have a fantastic trades program. Doesn't have it as much anymore. Why? Because we got rid of all those shop classes. Fantastic trades program there. In every sense of the word, a very good school. They have some paralegal programs. It was a very good junior college. Not so much today. Now, there's a problem because this is from Breitbart today. California professor calls Trump's win act of terrorism. So now we've gone from racism to terrorism. Sure it is. Don't you love it when the terrorists call you a terrorist? And you have no idea. You know, anyway, this is what the article is. It says a psychology instructor at Orange Coast College told her class that the election of Donald Trump was an act of terrorism, which she blamed on the Electoral College. Really? Those terrorists in the Electoral College. How do we get there from here? She also said she felt better upon reflecting that liberals like her are the majority. Now, they made a video, and we have it. I love this when this happens. The video, which was recorded and posted on YouTube by one of her students, was posted on the Facebook page of the school's Republican Club, which they followed up with a complaint at Orange Coast College. It says, according to the Orange County Register, which is a total liberal rag, and has been for a long time, I might add. I digress there. It says the teacher was identified as, here we go, Olga Perez Stable Cox. What kind of a name is that? I'm sorry, that's not in the press, that's me. Olga Perez Stable Cox. And she addressed students in her popular human sexuality class. I used to teach that class. Human sexuality. What a place to teach about terrorism in human sexuality. Now, the question is, what terrorizes her about Donald Trump? Now, you're talking about in the context of a human sexuality class. You're sitting there thinking, Paul, don't go there. Why not? It's human sexuality. All you're talking about is, well, your body. So what does she mean by that? I mean, let's get liberal on this. Let's be liberal here. She's in the context of her human sexuality class, which is, by the way, completely off topic from the curriculum. By the way, I used to teach the class. But let's go there. Let's have fun. He's a terrorist. I bet because he has big hands. You know what I mean? Ha ha. He must be terrorizing people with his big hands. Or big feet. And what about his nose? Is it big too? Well, see, if his nose and hands and feet are big, then something else must be big. That's the terror that frightens her so much, and she must be trying to tell her students to stay away from men, because I'm kind of jumping ahead here, because she's going to say men that have big noses, big hands, and big feet, well, they've got a terrorist organ. Stay away from it. I'm sorry. I used to teach the class Human Sexuality. This is a quote. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. Here we go. Big hands, big feet, big proboscis. That's a nose, by the way. It is not some stranger from another country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for and that makes it more painful. She said we are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we are really back to being in civil war. La Raza. La Raza. And I don't mean it in a frightening way, but our nation is divided, clearly, as it was in the Civil War times. And then, Cox added, we are the majority. More of us voted to not have that kind of leadership. And we didn't win because of the way our electoral college is set up. But we are the majority, and that's helping me feel better. I wonder if she's fantasizing when she's feeling better about big hands and big feet and big proboscis. And you know what else? One of the students can be seen turning around and asking another, what does the marijuana pop come into effect? Or when does the marijuana pop come into effect? Meaning the teacher. Is she stoned? That's really the question. Attorney Sean Steele filed a complaint in the form of a letter with Orange Coast College on behalf of the school's college Republicans on November 30th. In his letter, Steele made three demands that Cox take. You know, I didn't think about the metaphor there. Her last name is Cox. Cox takes an anger management course that is monitored because sometimes they lie on this stuff. That she formally apologized to all the students in this class, and that she have a college faculty send a letter to all faculty to be respectful to all the students. In an interview with Breitbart News, Steele said, "This has gone on in thousands of American campuses and tens of thousands of classrooms. We finally have a smoking gun." How much time do we have here? Let's see if we can play this. Yeah, here we go. Volume's up. Here we go. Listen.
Premises and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time. But again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. And that makes it more painful because I'm sure that all of us have people in our families and our circle of friends that are a part of that movement, and it is very difficult. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times. And my hope is that we will get some good leadership to help us to overcome that. I will go over some coping skills, but before I do that, I do want you to know that the optimist in me, first of all, we are the majority. More of us voted to not have that kind of leadership, and we didn't win because of the way our electoral college is set up, but we are the majority, and that's helping me to feel better.
Now, what she's referring to is the 2 million votes that California applied or supplied the Clinton campaign, saying there were more than 2 million people more that voted in California for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. That's because our election system is rigged. Get the drift? I talked about that in the last hour.
I believe that we live in California. It is one of the best states. I have loved that. I love living here. But I'm especially proud of our legislature who did put out a message. I hope you can see it. One of the things I'm doing to...
By the way, you just heard this little exchange that they were talking to, that one person could be heard in the video. It says one of the students can be seen turning around and asking another, when does the marijuana pop come into effect? Meaning, and by the way, he's clearly a Mexican student asking another student in the class about this teacher who obviously is off her rocker.
Hope is to look for positive messages and glimmers of hope. That's the optimist in me. And the California legislative leaders did put up...
California communist legislative leaders, get it? The monoparty? How out of touch is this woman?
Did put something... And these are things you can find...
Anyway, teaching a human sexuality class, this is being brought up. I used to teach it. Okay, her name is Olga Perez Stable Cox. How unstable can she actually be? Olga Perez Stable Cox, Orange Coast College, California. Gee, have we digressed, California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
Move. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, critical race theory. Aren't you glad we just took you down that little path? But you need to understand, get everything in context. Critical race theory. Okay, well, you know, it's time, I think, to go to Drudge. Because remember, it's Drudge Friday. And we haven't done Drudge Friday in a long time. But we're going to do instead Breitbart Friday. And we'll mix it in with a little bit of Drudge in the last little segment here. Some stories that are out there on Drudge. Our own Chris Street, excuse me, Breitbart. Our own Chris Street has this article, and I would suggest you go to Breitbart.com and read it. We'll have a connection to this. We'll be talking to Chris here in the next weekend, the next couple of days. Remember, we are on from 12 to 3 on Sundays, Pacific time, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time on KMYC 1410 a.m. And they've got their new player up, I think, on the computer, so we shouldn't have any more of the hitches in the giddy-up going on there. Also, KMYC is putting up its brand-new FM signal, 104.3 FM. Problems with weather and putting up high-voltage antennas and, you know, in the rain. Hello, up on those big weather, on those big radio towers. I don't think people want to do that right now. So we're having a bit of weather in Northern California. It's cold everywhere. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, Chris Street, Taiwan play. Trump knows China needs us more than we need them. Now, this goes to the whole notion that Donald Trump reached out to... And actually, no. Okay, I got the scoop on the whole thing from one of my sources. That this was something that was planned, it was arranged, and the Taiwanese president called Donald Trump. Now, let's go back in a little bit of history here, give you a little bit of backdrop to this. The Ryotsi Sasakawa Foundation, which is quite influential in Japan, is, of course, running wild. Now, who is Ryotsi Sasakawa? He was a Japanese warlord, World War II. And you've heard me talk about this, and this is big on the planet right now. It's huge. It's huge. And by the way, if you're not watching Hunting Hitler, you need to be, because in Hunting Hitler, things are going to start happening. Because, you see, Hitler did survive the bunker. Now, I have some knowledge because I was at the bunker a number of years ago, interviewed people. And now we have all the facts and information. By the way, fabulous disinformation program coming out from... National Geographic Channel. The National Geographic Channel is playing their Hunting Hitler version. And their Hunting Hitler version, which was produced in 2006, by the way, which was about 4 years before Edgar Hoover's files could be unsealed and opened and get the evidence out there that the government was actively tracking and trying to get Hitler. They knew that he was alive. They had the evidence. And that's what this video, this program on the History Channel is all about, is Hunting Hitler. The first series was last year. They had seven shows. Now we're into the third show that played this last Tuesday. Coming up this next Tuesday will be number four in the second series of the show. Okay, now, here we have a situation. He did live. The evidence is really conclusive. Forensically, it's off the charts. The bodies, the bones that they thought were Hitler's and they claimed the Russians claimed was, turned out to be two females in the bone box. Sorry. The teeth? No, wasn't his. I mean, this has all been proven. He lived. He survived. So what is the world like today in the Hitler legacy? By the way, Peter Lavenda wrote the book called The Hitler Legacy, which is about this topic. It was Peter Lavenda who appeared on this show as numerous times and will be on in the future to talk about the discovery that Adolf Hitler, he is the guy who really discovered that Adolf Hitler lived. He got the facts and the proof. He was the first to view these records that were unsealed after 50 years. And that's how we know Hitler lived. But that's not just him. There's now other researchers that are conclusively proven that Hitler lived. What is his legacy? Where is it gone? Ryotsi Sasakawa steps up. Japanese warlord who had strong ties to Adolf Hitler. He's charged with the rape of Nanking. And he built this huge dynasty, not only during the war, from plundering China, but after the war, the CIA let him loose because, after all, he is rich. And he's connected. And he became a huge industrialist. Mitsubishi, anyone? Bank of Tokyo? Sasakawa, who, by the way, was fighting against Chiang Kai-shek, and Chiang Kai-shek was being defeated after World War II by Mao Zedong. And everybody there had to, to get out of the way of Mao Zedong and communism, because Chiang Kai-shek was a Christian capitalist, in a who believed in a democratic republic for China and freedom. None of this totalitarian slavery business. They were chased off into a big island off of China called Formosa, and they became the nation of Taiwan. Get it? So the Ryoshi-Sasakawa forces through the foundation stand in opposition to Taiwan. And by the way, the leading party right now is supported by Ryoshi-Sasakawa money in Japan. So China's a little bit ticked at Donald Trump for that. But Donald Trump is not, because he understands that it is a stand-up against Ryoshi-Sasakawa forces and even Mao Zedong, the Chinese forces. He's standing for freedom on this. Plus, there's also this big deal that took place over the week in which $50 billion are going to be invested in the United States of America, with 50,000 jobs coming from Japan. And these people, these investors, guess who they stand against? The ruling party, which is financed by primarily Ryoshi-Sasakawa. And who is Ryoshi-Sasakawa's granddaughter? Well, she's the defense minister of Japan, and she's in line to become who? The prime minister of Japan. She's also a communist. That's big news. That's a breaking news. I think we may have mentioned that earlier, but it's not really known in Japan that she is a communist. Hello, Japan, if you can hear me out there. She is a communist. Check out your homework. That's why Donald Trump did what he did in creating this network, if you will, in Japan. He's standing for freedom and liberty. And you didn't even know it until you listened to this radio show. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
My best friend, my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Hey.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
You know, it's supposed to be Drudge Friday. We've flipped our script around and we've gone to Breitbart. And the article's up on Breitbart. Some crazy ones. Here's one, and this is by Michelle Moons. By the way, great writer, Michelle Moons. This is the lead-in. This is the title of her article. Men peeing off bridge falls. Three stories on I-5, leaving one dead. I guess this is men being plural. I guess there were three of them. They fell three stories onto I-5 after peeing off the bridge, and one died. You know, one death for a pee, for a good pee. We should go back to that teacher at Orange Coast College. Cox was her name. Anyway, some other things. Let's see. Eviction notices issued for other warehouses after Oakland fire. Don't you love it after the fact when 40 people or 36 people are killed in a fire because of the mismanagement of the city of Oakland, because of the irresponsible actions by the city there, because they're so liberal, just go ahead and let them do whatever they want to do. Grow their pot, smoke their marijuana. It's okay. Oaksterdam, it's okay. And when it burns up and the bodies are counted, well, we might do something to prevent it in the future. How about this one? Crack on the menu. Watts Burger Stand. This is in L.A. Owner gets 15 years. They had crack on the menu. You could order crack at the burger stand. It's crazy. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821r.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We need you now more than ever. All of you American citizens and all wannabe American citizens, because you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.